Hello, hi, Sanbona. Welcome to Life as a Freelancer, brought to you by Times Live. I am your host, Noctula Quella, and today's episode is going to be a real treat, especially if you're a gamer at heart. We're taking you back to the days when spaza shops were the go-to places for retro arcade fun, but this time there's a new twist on an old favorite. Joining us is Brandon Mashaba, the mastermind behind Riachile Gaming Interactions, a company that's reinventing the arcade experience for a new generation. From Soshanguve to the rest of South Africa, Brandon's automated gaming machines are turning local tuck shops into buzzing game hubs, offering the hottest games like FIFA and Mortal Kombat to youth in underprivileged communities. It's about creating a safe, vibrant space and fostering positive change. So grab your joystick, hit start, and get ready to level up with us. Hi, Brandon.
Hello.
It's so lovely to have you here today.
Same here.
How are you feeling?
I'm nervous, but I'm feeling good.
That's good. So actually, as I said, we're thrilled to have you here today. Let's kick things off. What's your favorite memory of those classic spaza shop arcades? And how did that influence the idea behind Riachile Gaming Interactions?
Okay, so when I was growing up, there used to be a tech shop called Komamili.
Okay.
And we used to play these old game titles like your King of Fighters and the likes.
Yeah.
So as time went by, those gaming cabinets became outdated.
Okay.
So that's what gave me the push to create the AGM.
Wow.
Automated gaming machine. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You are brilliant, but we are going to get into that. Actually, I used to play Tekken. Do you know Tekken?
I know Tekken.
Who did you play with?
Roy.
Oh, I loved Roy as well. Mm. I used to cheese with Roy because of that, that spin kick.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what was the process like of creating the AGM, automated gaming machine? And did you face any challenges in designing and developing these gaming cabinets? I mean, you're quite young and this is quite a big deal. So can you just tell us about that?
Okay, so it started in 2022. I took all my savings, opened an arcade shop, Kokasi Extension 6, Soshanguve. Then we featured those retro gaming cabinets. So the business went down because the demand went down. Because those games were outdated.
Yes.
And then I closed down the business and I created my first AGM. So, So after that, the whole concept was to bring these gaming cabinets into malls.
Okay.
So it didn't go accordingly because now we had to pay rent and I didn't have the money to do so.
Yeah, understandable.
So I had to strap down those machines, then build the final AGM. So this is more like a second generation, which is more portable. And so it's not heavy. So we put them kodishopons akokasi.
Yes.
And when kids want to play, they just insert a coin.
Yeah.
And then, for instance, it gives them 10 minutes.
Yes.
And when the 10 minutes fail, the joysticks, they switch off. So some of the challenges was convincing the shop owners.
Of course.
Because it's something new. They were a bit skeptical.
Yeah.
But I was able to convince them. And that was it.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you think they also trusted you because you're from around and you grew up in their eyes or...
Yeah, I could say that. Because one of the shops, it's owned by a family member.
Okay.
So they understood the concept a little bit.
Yeah.
So they just gave me a shot.
I love that. That is very supportive. And when you place your gaming cabinets, obviously you did say it's at gota shops and tuck shops. Like, what kind of feedback have you received from the community and how do you pick the shops?
Okay, so the feedback is so positive.
Yeah.
Especially from the kids.
Yeah.
Because these kids, they can't afford consoles.
Yes, yes.
So every time I get to know a guy, they even call me uncle. So
that's respect.
So so it's been like that.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that. And so the business model, it involves sharing profits with the shop owners, right?
Yes.
So how has that revenue sharing approach been received by the community? And what are the benefits that you notice from both you as a business owner and the shop owners?
Okay, so the whole profit share, it came from You remember those old gaming cabinets?
Yes.
That's the way they used to do things.
Oh.
So we continued with that because when you place a gaming cabinet, we can't pay rent. We don't know how much the machine is going to make.
100%.
So instead, there's a 60-40 profit share between us and the owner. We get 60, the shop owner gets 40.
Yeah.
And these shops, they receive a lot of traffic because you can imagine Gokasi or Romangwana Sparko.
Yeah.
So, Banabale, Hawaya Moli.
Yeah.
Baya. Go the shop smaller than more chain because while they wait, they can play games.
Ah.
So yeah, also the shop owners, they benefit a lot because we're making good profit here.
Yeah. Mm. I also love how when you're coming from school, you're so excited to go play a game afterwards. So it's like a station where they bond together also after school.
Yeah, because also you can see that Gokasi, there are limited entertainment options.
Absolutely.
So for instance, if Wanamshimani and you don't play soccer.
Yeah.
There's literally almost nothing to do.
Yeah, true.
So these gaming cabinets are meant to mainly give kids an e-sport foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah, while they have fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm blown away. Like, at your young age, this is actually so brilliant. And I love the fact that you are mindful of the fact that you want to create a healthy alternative for the children. As you just said, that there's not much resources. How do you ensure that your gaming spaces remain positive and engaging for the environment?
Okay, so firstly, when you place a gaming cabinet, I personally go there for the activation.
Okay.
So the first activation is the kids play for free.
Yeah.
And we foster an environment where they can ask questions. So if they don't understand anything or something, they just ask. So I also brief the shop owners that they should also themselves create an environment where if kids insert a coin and they can't play, they ask the shop owner.
Okay, that's interesting. And now I want to know, are you currently at school, like in varsity or?
Yeah.
So how do you then split your duties or your, how do you do that?
Because
that's also demanding on its own.
It was challenging.
Yeah.
2022, I was doing informatics.
Okay.
Actually from 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I had to drop out because NSFAS kicked me out. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was mainly because of this business because I invested a lot of time in it.
Yeah.
So last year, this year, I went back to school.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Love
so
that.
This whole business of mine, because there were some fees that were left behind.
Yeah.
So from the profits from the business, I was able to pay around 6,000 to cover those fees. And pay fees for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been challenging, but now I'm managing it.
That's great. I wish I was as smart as you at your age, actually. And you just won some money from Nedbank. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
How do you feel about that? And how did you become a part of YX24 competition?
It feels, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. And you took first prize.
Took first place. Yeah.
Wow.
And actually, I was more excited when I was picked in the top 10 than when I actually won. I knew that my business concept or model is very viable.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that YX24 was able to recognize that.
Yes.
Okay. So, So, I entered the YX24.
Yeah.
Nedbank YX24 on the 7th of September.
Okay.
Because I saw them on Instagram.
Wow.
And the due date for the application was the 14th of September.
Sure.
So I only had 7 days to prepare for everything.
Wow, you were really meant to win it.
Yeah, so I sent through my proposals because there was a platform where you can upload a PDF file.
Yeah.
They didn't restrict you on what you can upload or the content that has to be inside.
Yeah.
So I uploaded our PDF file, Word file, video, demonstration of our gaming cabinet, and a voice note.
Okay.
So the voice note was mainly highlighting our challenges and how we have overcome them.
Yeah.
So, that's how I entered the competition.
Wow, this is incredible. And what does it mean for your business?
Yo, it means a lot. It means a lot.
Yeah.
I want to give a huge shout out to YX24 for
100%,
this.
100%,
because without them, I wouldn't be here now.
Yeah.
So I'm currently planning on building a new generation of our gaming cabinets.
Yeah.
And NetBank is going to assist us in some of the things, especially the payment options, because you know that we're going cashless.
Yes.
Yeah, so our gaming cabinets are going to include your cashless features.
Yeah.
Where you can like tap to play or scan to play.
Yeah.
And we want our gaming cabinets to include African games. So currently we use open source games.
What is that?
So, okay, for instance, your Need for Speed game.
Yes.
It's closed source.
Oh.
Yeah, so open source games allow us to use them without actually paying any license.
Oh, yeah. I see.
So, but we want to collaborate with African game developers and also give them a platform so that these gaming cabinets can feature African games that kids relate to.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wow, I love that. That is amazing, and that's exciting, actually. Mm. Do you know that you are a social entrepreneur? Are you aware of that term?
Yeah.
I'm glad you know it. I'm glad you know it. So what do you think are some of the most important aspects of making a positive impact in underprivileged communities? Like, why do you do this?
Okay, so I do this because then I get like, I have friends that I grew up with. Now they smoke drugs.
It's painful to see.
Serious.
Yeah.
And some of them, they didn't get the chance to play soccer like I did because I was good in soccer.
Oh, I can see. Yeah. I see you being a soccer player.
Yeah. So they didn't have, when we went to practice, I don't know what they were doing. So that means they were smoking or something.
Yeah.
So I wanted to create an alternative.
Yeah.
Because no, it's not everyone's going to be good at soccer.
Absolutely.
Or have interest in soccer.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's the main reason I started this as, like, kodikasi, khobele, another form of entertainment, they're positive.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. And it's definitely going to grow. Like, you're obviously not going to touch everyone's life, but the fact that you've started, it's inspiring, you know? So, looking back, what are some of the key factors that helped you get Riachile Gaming Interactions off the ground? You mentioned that it's in one of your family members' shops, so that means you've been supported where you come from. And were there any partnerships or moments that were game changers for you outside YouthX24?
Okay, so mainly, my mom has been a major supporter.
Yeah, moms are the best.
Yeah, because even financially, she helped me a lot.
Yeah, I love that.
And but mainly the business evolved by itself.
Okay.
So as I said, that at that time we had a shop in Soshanguve Extension 6.
Yeah.
It was called Giachile Gaming Interactions.
Okay, who's so, Giachile?
Yeah, Giachile is my second name.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I love that.
So as the business evolved, I changed the name from Giachile to Riachile.
Oh.
Yeah, because Giachile means I have built.
Oh.
So I had to sacrifice the K and put an R so that it says Riachile means we have built.
Wow.
In this journey, I wasn't alone.
Absolutely.
Actually, I'm the everything of the business.
Yeah.
But my strongest point is the technical side of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been challenging.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Ben, you have a good head on your shoulders. Like, I'm so excited for your future. Like, so for young people like yourself who might be inspired by your journey, but are unsure where to start, what advice would you give them to becoming social entrepreneurs, even if it's not in gaming, but something that impacts the community?
Okay, so the first thing is don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up. Work on your business model.
Yeah.
Yeah, and every opportunity that comes to your way, just grab it with both hands.
Yeah.
If you see opportunities like the NetBank YouthX Awards, just give it a shot.
Yeah.
Because some of the contestants that were there, they didn't have an actual business, but they had like prototypes and business ideas. So I just like that about the NetBank YouthX thing.
It's
because it doesn't you don't necessarily have to have a functioning business.
Yeah.
So they can also support you.
Oh, I love that.
But, yeah.
I really, really love that. And how can people get a hold of you outside of like coming to your community? Are you like on the socials? How do they find you?
Okay, so currently, we're not on the socials.
Okay.
Yeah, we just want to grow this thing first before we kick in.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, but if you're an African game developer and you'd like your game to be featured on our one of our machines.
Yeah.
You can find us on, there's an email.
Okay.
So we have a website.
Yeah, the
website,
what's the email?
The email first, ne?
Yeah.
So the email is info@rgamingi.co.za.
Okay.
So the website is www.rgamingi.co.za.
Okay. That's perfect. Thank you. What are your closing words before we wrap it up?
Okay. So I'd like to give a huge shout out again to NetBank Youth X.
Yeah. Shout out to your mom.
And my mom too. Yeah. So I'd like to give a shout out to them because they gave me a platform.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with the funds that I won,
yeah,
I want to make sure that I grow the business to its fullest potential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. Like, I feel like I'm talking to my young brother. Like, you have such a bright future. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited to see what you're going to create. I want to see you at Comic-Con also.
Yeah.
I definitely want to see you there. Mm. Yeah, that's a wrap from us. Huge thanks to Brandon Mashaba for sharing his story and showing us how the magic of gaming can transform communities for the better. If you want to learn more about Riyakhile Gaming Interactions or find one of the AGMs in the local area, be sure to follow their journey. You can catch the podcast on Iona FM, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Until next time, keep leveling up in your life, keep hustling, and remember, when you play the game right, you're always the hero.